Happened in springtime. One of Granny Tooch's cats was just recovering from a serious illness.
Oh, dear.
Thanks to Granny's good care and attention, the cat was getting better. To help the poor cat get well again, I had asked Miss Nettles to prepare a basket full of delicious and nourishing food.
Shoo! Shoo! Get out of my kitchen!
Sir, left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
My good friend Dennis the Badger said he'd take the basket straight to Granny Toots's hospital.
You don't need this right now. Oh, bless you. Get well soon.
Have a look, Dennis. It's my new thistle-down machine. Doesn't it look interesting? All that fluffy down lost and floating in the spring winds. Well, this will help it on its way. Dennis had caught the cat sneezing illness. Poor old Rickety really didn't appreciate this unexpected spring clean. But Dennis had the worst of it. We put him to bed. He had the cat sneezing illness rather badly. I visited Granny Toots and asked for her advice.
Ah, you must send for Dr. Panicky Pill. He's an old friend of mine.
So that evening, I decided to send Coot Boot for Dr. Panicky Pill.
Right away, sir.
And early next morning, the wise doctor rushed to my house to see Dennis.
May I come?
Where's the patient? Keep calm. Don't panic. Oh, my. Your heart is pounding away.
Goodness, I'm not the patient.
Where is he, then? Where is he? Quick!
You bins! Watch out!
I must find the patient. Yes, yes, sir. Keep calm at all costs. Keep calm! Aha! You must be the patient. Yes, it must be you. Stick your tongue out. Look, I haven't got much time, so stick it out.
I explained that our patient was lying at home in bed. Huh? But he seemed so frightened of being infected himself that he didn't wish to see Dennis at all. Therefore, I had to take Dennis to Dr. Panicky Pill, who had hidden himself in my shed, Rickety Rig.
No germs here.
Open up, Rick. We've got to help Dennis.
I'm so busy. Relax. Take it easy.
You think you can help him?
Yes. Oh, yes, of course. Something will have to be done, but immediately. Immediately, do you understand? Immediately. Quickly, follow me.
Silly, not that.
Let me see. Sulfur hydroxydogen and magnesium fluoride. Here it is. Quickly. Open your mouth. Come along.
Dr. Panicky Pill had found the medicine, and we all waited to see what would happen.
Achoo!
In spite of Dr. Panicky Pill's efforts, Dennis still appeared to have the cat sneezing ailment. Another sneeze was on the way.
Oh, Dennis!
Oh, no! Oh, no! Don't come near me! Keep away!
Stop him! Stop him! It didn't quite work out as we'd expected. But Dennis had stopped sneezing, and that was the main thing. At least, we thought so. The cat's sneezing illness had stopped, but Dennis appeared very different. He wasn't the usual friendly old Dennis at all. In fact, he'd become somewhat fierce. What's the matter, Dennis?
Keep well away from me, Snuggles.
No.
Roger! Mind what you're doing now.
What's the matter with you? Aren't you feeling well or something?
Hey, Dennis, feeling better
now? Get lost.
Something was very wrong with Dennis. And because Dr. Panicky Pill had no medicine to cure him, we all put our heads together. We had to find some remedy.
Haven't you found the answer yet?
Mm-mm.
Well, good luck and keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling. That's it. What we need is a great big sunny smile machine.
A sunny smile machine?
Working on the splendid idea Coot Boot had given me, I had the Badgergraph churn out the design. And before long, we got down to work. Even the good Dr. Panicky Pill tried to help.
Yes, look, why don't we try, you can,
No,
wait,
no, my dear Dr. Panicky Pill, it's not meant for you. All the machine required was that little something extra to make it work. Something that could somehow bring on a continual smile. I inquired of Matilda Junkbottom if she knew what it was the sunny smile machine needed. Every cloud has a silver lining. And what's this? Cats with large whiskers seen against the moonlight are known to be very wise. Oh, of course! The cosmic cat! Matilda meant that we should ask the cosmic cat for advice. Cosmic, can you kindly tell us what we'll need to make the sunny smile machine work? Hey, look, boss.
The sun, the golden sun, the golden.
Gold?
Shh. Sun, to the east, the sun mountain, the first yellow sun rays, golden sun, that's real.
Come on. So that was our answer, golden sun dust. Next morning, we prepared for a long journey in search of the golden sun dust, necessary to make the sunny smile machine work and thereby help Dennis get well again. Dennis, perhaps you'd like to join us.
Out of my way, and fast.
Golden sun dust, whatever next.
Feel like coming along, Miss Nettles?
I have got work to do. A bowl of soup, Dennis?
Keep it. It smells like old socks and boiled boots. Keep away from me, you pile of rusty junk.
Oh! Quick, Matilda!
Golden sundust. Golden keys.
I certainly hope they find a way to cure Dennis.
We were underway on our journey in search of the Sun Mountain and the precious golden sun dust. Oh, dust.
Oh, nothing like it.
On and on we traveled towards the east.
Turn right here.
Turn right.
Turn left.
Now, let me see.
What?
Straight on. So we continued to the east. At least, that's what we thought.
Turn left.
Turn left.
Turn right.
Turn right.
Straight on. Again?
After a hard day's driving, we still hadn't caught sight of the Sun Mountain. Time for a snack.
Hey, take a look at the sun. We've been driving west all the time.
Without thinking, we had been going west, chasing the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, crumbs.
I got it.
This way is east, boss.
All that gold just sitting there waiting for me.
Turn right.
Turn left.
Get me out. Get me out of here.
The umbrella. Willie and Charlie have stolen it.
Good heavens. We set out towards the east after Willie and Charlie. We drove all that night and all the next day. Until finally we arrived in a very strange land indeed. Although we didn't know it, Willie and Charlie were just a few miles ahead. Jeepers, boss, whipped cream.
Just let me taste it, Charlie.
Hey, what do you know, boss? Soap. Everything was made of soap. Very delicate and very pretty and, of course, very slippery. Then, as if from nowhere, giant soap bubbles came floating by. They shimmered full of lovely things, dreamy castles, shining, glittering jewels.
Oh, jeez!
But they were only the fragile carriers of illusion, dream bubbles.
It's me. Help, quick! I need a doctor.
Hey, look at that.
Leave this one. That's mine. That's mine, I tell you.
Wait for me. Oh, another one. I'll get you this time.
Don't do that. Please don't, Nobby. Don't ruin them. They're beautiful. However, they wouldn't listen until the Dream Bubble Queen floated down amongst us.
I must be seeing things.
And with a graceful wave, she summoned an army of bubbles.
Welcome, travelers. Bloop. No harm shall come to you in Dream Bubble Land. Bloop. But greed must be punished. So, I'm banishing you two.
I don't like this, boss.
You think I like it?
Then the Dream Bubble Queen took us to her palace. We were entertained by a glistening soap-sud ballet. The food looked delicious, too. But unfortunately, it tasted of soap. The queen told me she was having a touch of dream bubble trouble. The dream bubble machine wasn't functioning properly, and could I help? I soon located the bubble trouble.
Oh, thank you. I'm so grateful. Would you care to make a wish, Bloop Bloop?
A wish?
Oh, please wish us home, Snuggles. Please.
Then suddenly I remembered the purpose of our journey. We needed the sun dust for poor Dennis. And so the queen offered to guide us to the Sun Mountain. Outside the Dream Bubble Palace, the queen suddenly clapped her hands and a bubble conveyance instantly sped to our assistance. We were sitting in the Dream Bubble, which was to take us to the Sun Mountain, when I suddenly realized that Dr. Panicky Pill was no longer with us. He had somehow climbed into the wrong bubble. We journeyed on and traveled through the long, dark, forbidding heart of the night. Until at last, we found ourselves cast before the glorious majesty of the Sun Mountain, so called because the sun has been born there every morning since time began. Wake up! You're just in time to see the miracle of the rising sun. And there it lay, the golden sun dust, simply exquisite. But how were we to capture the golden sundust in my little box?
Well, hurry up. Let's get back. I've got so much work to do at home.
As if in answer to my silent plea, there stood before us a golden tree, its branches heavily laden with the precious sundust.
I'm not missing my chance. This will buy me all the cheese I want. Look, Doctor, isn't it pretty?
Of course, Nobby. It was really time to get going again. The giant dream bubble appeared beside us, and in no time, we were well on our way home. Poor old Dennis. But help was on the way, because we had the sundust to make the sunny smile machine work for him.
Aha, there's our patient. Hurry up now.
Dr. Panicky Pill and I went off to my shed to prepare everything.
Actually, I was never very keen on flowers anyway. This is it. My golden sundust. Just what I need to buy all the cheese I could ever dream of.
Cheese, boss.
No, stupid. The golden sundust is what we're after.
Want me to grab him, boss?
You dumb rat. You leave this to me.
Hey, Danny. Feeling the mood for a good laugh? What do you think, Dennis? Fun, eh?
Here's what I think, you crumb.
You behave like a badger with a sore head.
I'll fix you, you pea-brained rodent.
No, Dennis, please, it's not my fault. No!
Here, this'll stop your raucous screeching.
You horrible, terrible housekeeper. That weather drop.
The golden sundust. Here it is. We're ready.
Damn it! Careful, don't catch a cold.
Not him again.
Open up, Rick.
Oh, do come in, Dennis. We've been waiting for you. However, there was a small problem.
Keep away from me with your crazy inventions.
Dennis, please come back. Dennis, oh! Whoop!
Ow!
Oh, dear, I'm terribly sorry. Eventually, we got hold of Dennis and convinced him that the machine could make one invisible.
My clean floor! Couldn't you have wiped your feet, Dennis?
Invisible, eh? Quickly, the golden sundust, Dr. Panicky Pill. But quickly.
Here it is. I dropped it.
Careful.
I'll get it. Quickly. Here you are.
Invisible, eh?
The sunny smile machine went into action.
Hello, my dear Miss Nettles.
Huh?
Indeed, the sunny smile machine had certainly done its work.
Cramps.
My, don't you look elegant today. Such a lovely day today. Come here, Nobby. Come to your Uncle Dennis.
Put me down, you brute. Put me down.
Here's a little something specially for you.
Where's the catch?
Oh, it's true. I've always been so blue.
Is that you, Snakey?
Stupid. Who ever heard of a singing snake?
But now... Yes, I do. I love you.
Oh, please don't, Dennis. Some people are trying to sleep, you know.
Oh, no. Crikey. Where's my golden sundust? What's this?
Help! Don't sting me! No! Please, help! No!
Something must have gone wrong. Maybe we've given Dennis a little too much sundust.
Dennis?
Hello there, Snitty. Are you comfortable enough? There, that should help you with your direction finding.
Cupid.
That should do the trick. I'll be seeing you.
Mm. You know something, boss? It's ours.
Ours? You mean it's mine, you mangy rat?
Well, I didn't mean...
I know what you meant. Don't you try to hook me. Out of my way, you low-down sidewinder. I'll take care of my gold.
Boss, I didn't mean...
Stop squeaking, rat.
Huh? Oh, so they've got my gold in the sundust.
I was still trying to figure out a way of bringing Dennis back to his usual...
Hurry up, I've got so much work to do.
Oh, take care.
I'm so busy, I'm so dreadfully busy.
Meanwhile, the trees whispered among themselves and smiled down at Dennis. Dennis smiled at everything, the bird, the bees... Oh, but poor Dennis was getting the worst of whatever game it was.
Well, I never. Look at that. Doctor, come quick. I fear Dennis may be having difficulties.
We set off immediately to help him.
Don't hit them, Matilda. They're my friends.
Dennis, there's a good chap. Come along.
I didn't mean any harm, really. It was just a game.
Great! My golden sundust! I found it again!
The gold's as good as mine!
Now to outsmart that sneaky long-nosed fox.
Oh, what are you playing on?
Nothing, boss. Nothing at all.
My sundust, my lovely golden sundust.
Stop!
Oh, no.
Dennis was recovering outside my house.
Oh, crumbs.
Out!
Oh, just my luck. There!
Oh, Dennis, I didn't mean to hit you.
Well, see that it doesn't happen again.
Oh, you're back to normal, I see.
Why is everybody always picking on me? Help, Snuggles, help!
Dr. Snuggles, that's very kind of you. I feel so much better.
Everything was fine. Dennis was his old self again. The golden sundust had made a new man of my friend Panicky Pill. He wasn't panicking anymore. In fact, he had turned into a relaxed and happy man.
Oh, we're not in a rush.
A rush? Don't be silly, reptile. Relax.
And that, my dear friends, was the end of a rather hectic, sometimes stormy, but on the whole, happy adventure. Toodle, ooh.